Today is Monday, July 13th, 2020, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen. And today is no different. So today's the Monday episode, right? So I need to, like, give a recap of the weekend and what I did. It was such a fast weekend. You know, a lot of people have gotten super bored because of COVID and all of this. You know, you're having to stay at home a lot more than you're used to or something like that. And Mark and I, for whatever reason, maybe it's because we bought the house or I don't know, or because we work in IT, so our work can be done from home or anywhere. Our work has stayed the same. We never really, other than traveling and going out to eat on the weekends and stuff like that, during the week, we never really did much other than, you know, the normal stuff that you do, cook dinner, eat dinner, work out, you know, watch TV, whatever. And the working out stuff we haven't really been doing recently, although we did start back yesterday. Ugh, God, I hate working out. Anyway, so on the weekend, but my haircuts have now started back because my salon has now started. Oh my God, my eyes. I don't know what it's called over your eyes, but I have these wrinkly over your eye bits that are looking all wrinkly all of a sudden. And and this monitor that's in front of me is really reflective. And because I have the shades, anyway, I don't know what to call it. It's the part of your eyes that's over your eyes, and they're looking like they're getting kind of saggy and wrinkly. Over my eyes, not underneath, not the bags under, because I do have bags under my eyes as well. Oh my God, I'm falling apart. Anyway, so it stayed busy for us. I mean, we haven't really felt much difference other than we're working from home. That's about it. And all of the normal stuff that we would do, we're still doing other than the fun stuff. We're not doing any of the fun stuff, but all of the stuff that we would have normally been doing that kept us busy. So weekend, I had a haircut, and that haircut is in St. Louis, and so we had to travel to St. Louis, which happened on Saturday, and we had to get up early, take Sydney to my parents' house, and we did that, and then drive to St. Louis, and then I had to get my haircut, and my hair salon is doing, I think, what most of them are doing right now, where you have to get your temperature taken when you walk in the door, and then you sign a form where you fill it out and say you haven't had contact with anyone with COVID and you haven't been out of the country and you haven't, I don't know. There are a few other things, and you have to sign it and date it and all that kind of stuff. So I did that, and I got my hair cut. And then we literally turned around and came back because I had dubious intent. Well, not dubious intent. I had a new show, but we were doing our working session. So Daniel and I are continuing to podcast together, but we are changing it up. We just feel like it's time for a fresh start. And so we're revamping the show. We're renaming it. We're coming up with new theme music. I mean, it's still going to be Daniel and Adam, and it's still going to be done live with the Pride 48 chat room. Excuse me. And so all of that's going to be the same, but we're coming up with a new name, and we're coming up with a new attitude and all that. And so we had a working session. So we drove back into town. We had to go and pick up Sydney from my parents' house. And then we needed to pick up food because we hadn't had dinner yet. So we had to pick up food and then come home and then eat. And then I had to be up here by like 9 o'clock Central, which is 10 Eastern. And Daniel logged on even before that to start entertaining the chat room. And we had a pretty good chat room. Anyway, so we went through the new name. The name of the new show, for all of you who wonder, is Mix Minus. And that's going to be the name of our new podcast. I thought it was perfect because it's a mixture of two people. You know, we both have talked about Mix Minus so much in our lives. Anyway, we're calling it Mix Minus. Whether you like it or not, that's what we're calling it. And so we worked through, you know, like what segments we wanted to keep, what segments we wanted to throw away, all of that good stuff. And worked through a lot. But actually, we found out that I should have a battery backup here in my studio because I lost power during the live broadcast. And so the chat room lost us for a couple of minutes while my internet was coming back on. But had the power gone out for, you know, for any amount of time, it would have been good to have a battery backup to at least be able to tell everyone, hey, I'm going to have to go until the power comes back on or whatever. But I haven't when I first got my computer, I used to be like, you know what? Battery backup. That's just part of it. When you buy a new computer, you buy a new battery backup. There was even a brand that was like the preferred brand. I don't remember what it was. And so somebody in the chat room said, oh my God, with all that 7 or 8 computers you have in your studio, I'm just amazed you don't have a battery backup. But I got to the point where it's like, you know, I'm not ever doing anything where if I lost power and I mean, everything auto saves now. Anything you're doing, like if you're writing a document, normally you're using Google Docs or Word Online or something like that. Or even if you're using Word or Excel or something like that, they always auto save. So if you lose power, you don't ever really lose anything. Well, the streaming, we were recording using my streaming software. So we lost that hour and a half. And so he's like, I'm surprised. So maybe I need to invest in a battery backup for all of the computers. So I could just continue streaming in the dark and also not lose my recording. So we came up with a lot of stuff. For those of you who are subscribed to Dubious Intent, you can still stay subscribed to that for now. We're going to release the first few episodes on the Dubious Intent feed, and then we'll be announcing like what the new feed is. I'm still working on getting all that set up, so I don't want to give a feed URL here. But we will definitely be announcing that because we want everyone to jump over to the new show. All right, let's listen to a voicemail really quick.
Hey, I have your Get Rich app. You can compete with Spark Hire. So basically, it's an app for doing interviews with people using the app. So anyway, Google Spark Hire, S-P-A-R-K, Hire. Yeah.
Okay.
Someone I know just did an interview on it, and it was the Shiznitz, and I'm like, okay, great. That would be a great idea for you guys to develop one that you can compete with.
So you're saying, and hi, Kathy Bacon, by the way, and you're saying that, so the idea you're giving me already has built-in competition? I mean, that's kind of starting with one foot, what's it called? I don't know the saying, but isn't that starting like one foot behind or something if you've already got a competitor that's already doing a good job in an area? I don't know.
All right, good luck. Share the wealth. Well, okay. Use the wealth to pay for the best landscaper. Get the salt water.
Did it again. Why did I make the mistake of not downloading the dadgum thing before I played it? I always do that. Oh, my God. I'm going to learn eventually. That's funny. Windows Security is wanting my PIN before it will play this file.
Hey, I have your share the wealth. Well, okay. Use the wealth to pay for the best landscaper. Get the saltwater hot tub. And if you're not going to use that tub, that sex pot tub or whatever Gary calls it, just get rid of it. Send it to me. Okay, bye.
No, we are going to use it. Well, maybe not for sex. I mean, I don't know. I mean, maybe. I don't think I've ever had sex in a bathtub. Although I really don't want to talk about things that I have done in a bathtub that don't necessarily qualify as sex. Toppy Smelly, if you listen, you'll know what I'm talking about. Anyway, so moving on. I mean, I guess I have. I don't know. Long time ago in my wild days. I mean, not that having sex in a bathtub is really that wild, but I don't know. Anyway, thank you for your call, Kathy Bacon. I, you know, I'm always looking for ideas, but you're giving me an idea where there's already a built-in competitor. I like want something new where I can, like, you know, invent something new that people are like, oh my God, I really need this. And they go buy it right away. If you have a competitor, you have to do all this work to, like, pull all the people away from your competitor, basically. And the tub we will use. I love tubs. And I just need to find a time to go take a bath. That's all. I mean, in the morning, I always wake up too late. And then, you know, and I don't want to wait on the bathtub to fill up. And then you kind of want to soak for a good half an hour at least if you're going to do that. And then at night, I'm really sleepy. So, but I love a tub and I love getting in a tub, but I just apparently don't love it enough to make time in my schedule. I think maybe what it is, when we go on vacation, I always take at least one bath, like a bubble bath in the hotel when we go on vacation. I think it's just because when you're on vacation, you're like, okay, I need to do all the things that I really enjoy doing. So I need to just make time in my schedule to relax. Maybe take an hour that I would have been watching TV or something. Maybe we can put a TV in the shower. I wonder if they make a waterproof television. Because our shower is huge. We could fit a TV and put it on a swivel arm so that when we're in the bathtub, we can swivel it and see the TV. That would be a great idea. I could watch TV while I'm bathing. Anyway, thank you for your call. So record Dubious Intent. We stayed online until like 2 in the morning or something. It was crazy. We didn't record every single bit of it because when we got to about an hour and a half, so after the power outage, I said, okay, well, let's start recording again. And then because we wanted to release it on the new feed as episode 0, and then we also wanted to release it on the Dubious Intent feed so everyone would know what was going on. So after about an hour and 15 minutes, I was like, well, our normal recording time is an hour and a half. Let's go ahead and cut off the recording, but let's keep streaming until we're ready to, you know, to end. Because Daniel and I pretty much only talk to each other when we stream. So, you know, sometimes we go late because we just want to talk because we miss talking to each other. So Sunday was all about productivity. So I got up and I decided I was going to mow the yard. And when I first mowed last week, I could not figure out how to get the bagging of the grass to work. And I was so frustrated. I spent so much money on that lawnmower. And I was like, damn it, if it doesn't. Well, Sunday I figured out what I was doing wrong. There was like this piece that I needed to pull out that was in there for mulching. And I didn't realize it. And so as soon as I pulled this piece out, the bagging started working perfectly. So I mowed. I mean, good. But I left a bunch of piles of grass that we have to pick up today because I didn't want to like go to the trash can because it filled up so fast. And I did a little bit of weed eating. Mark did a bunch of cleaning. I cleaned all the toilets and I Windexed all the mirrors in the bathrooms. And he vacuumed and did some other like dusting and stuff like that. And so we got a lot done. And I have to go clean. After I'm done doing this, I have to go clean up the piles of grass. Fun stuff. All right. For more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ+ friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye, everyone.
This show is part of the Pride 48 Network.
Find all the best shows under the rainbow at
pride48.com.